So, this is a story about John the Baptist. Before we hear about John the Baptist, does anyone know what this is? Yes? It's wheat. Now, John the Baptist is going to compare all of us to wheat. And when you listen, you're going to hear about two different kinds of baptism. The baptism that you're probably very familiar with, and then another kind of baptism. This is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3. And in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens is near. For this is he who was declared by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of him crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.' And this same John had clothing of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But seeing many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to him, 'Brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think it right to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham for our father." For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And already the axe is laid low to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire." Now the two different kinds of baptisms. "I indeed baptize you with water into repentance. But he who comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not fit to carry. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will purge his floor and gather his wheat into the barn and will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." What were the two kinds of baptisms? What's the first kind of baptism? How do you get baptized? What does the minister do? What does he use? He uses something.
Water.
Water, that's right. Now, what John the Baptist was doing was he was submerging people and washing them with water in the Jordan River. Now, what's the other kind of baptism? Do you know?
Tea.
Tea? Well, what was the other words used in the story? One was baptism by water, and the other one was by two things. One of them was the Holy... Does anyone remember what that word was? The Holy Spirit, and with...
water.
It was fire. So the first baptism is with water. The Lord and John the Baptist washed you with water. And the other one is with Holy Spirit and the fire. Now, do you know what the word spirit means? Spirit is the same word for breath or wind. So when it says the Holy Spirit, think about the wind. Now, this is how you would separate wheat from chaff. So this is wheat. And what they would do is they would thresh it, which means, really, in the ancient world, that would mean whack it against the ground. Wham! Until this, the grains with their husks, came off. Now, there's a problem with grains and husks. You can't eat this. It still has chaff on it. It's still not quite useful. And what they would do is they would knock it until it would fall apart more and more, until you had something that looked a little bit like this. Now that's still a lot of unedible stuff. If you cooked with all this stuff, you can see it, if you cooked with all of that, with all of this, your bread would fall apart. You'd have a lot of things in there that would not be able to be digested. It would not be good for you. So what they would do is they would have what's called a winnowing fan. Now, a winnowing fan is actually a basket. They call it a winnowing fan because it uses the wind. And what you'd do is you'd throw the wheat and the chaff up in the air, and some of it would blow away. The heavy wheat would fall straight down, the seeds, but all the chaff around it would be blown by the wind and scattered. So that if you did this over and over again, more and more wheat would fall into the basket, but more and more chaff would get blown away. Now, we don't have a very strong wind in our church today, do we? But imagine if we were outside and we had a huge basket. We could throw a lot up into the air all at once and catch all the seeds. The wind would blow all the chaff away. The Lord is saying He will use a Holy Spirit, a holy wind, to blow all the chaff away with His winnowing fan. He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, we've made a mess on the ground, haven't we? We've got quite a bit of a mess. Well, what they would do then is they would sweep it all up because they were working near their barns and in their fields. They don't want a mess here, so they'd gather it all up and they'd throw it all into the fire, all the chaff. So that's how farmers would get good wheat out of their harvest. They'd separate the wheat from the chaff with wind and fire. So that's how the Lord is going to baptize us. So we have wheat. We have good things. Now, you can make a lot of wonderful things with wheat. You can make, what can you make?
Baskets.
You make baskets out of the stalks. What can you make out of the food inside? Because they're just hard seeds at first. You could chew them. You might get something from it.
Flour.
Flour, if you ground it up. And then once you have flour, what can you make with the wheat?
You can make bread.
Bread, yup. You can make all sorts of other wheat products. You can make pasta. You can make lots of things, yes?
Corn.
Well, corn's a different kind of grain, and you can make breads and things like that with corn as well. Yeah?
Corn. I mean,
well, you'd need milk for some of the cooking that you might do. But bread and these seeds was the number one, the primary nutritional source for everyone in that part of the world. That's what they ate most of, more than anything else. So this was how they survived. If they couldn't do that, they wouldn't be able to live. It's very good stuff, which means if they had the chaff in them, it might kill them. Now, the wheat, the good stuff, represents all the good things from the Lord. And He gives them to us through His Word and through angels, through heaven. So think of the wheat as all the wonderful influences in your life. Whenever someone gives you a hug, whenever you have a good experience, like at Christmas time, that you can remember again and again. So when you're in a bad mood, you can think back to when Christmas was nice. Or maybe if it's the middle of the school week and you're not really enjoying school, you can think about Christmas is coming. That would be a good thing. That would sustain you. It would feed you. All the good things in your life, like the truths from the Word, the love that people give you, is the wheat. So what's the chaff? What would the chaff be? Yup, and if the wheat is all the good things in your life, all the love that people give you and the truth from the Lord's Word, what's the chaff? The stuff that isn't so good.
The bad things in your life?
The bad things, the bad influences in your life. The wheat and the chaff aren't about what's inside you. It's about what's outside coming in. So that means the chaff is all the influences from the hell. So whenever someone is mean to you, or if an evil spirit wants you to do something mean, like a temptation or a falsity, that's the chaff. What the Lord is promising is, if we follow His word, He will separate the wheat from the chaff. You'll be able to figure out what's a good influence on you and what's a bad influence. For instance, you know that when you watch some movies, some of the movie is not a good influence on you, is it? Well, if you think critically about that movie, or that book, or that song, you can separate the wheat from the chaff. You can see what good there is, and take that, and then let the others be scattered and burned in the fire. Don't worry about it. Get rid of it. Separate the wheat from the chaff. Pay attention to the influences in your life so that the Lord can help you separate the wheat from the chaff with the Holy Spirit and with fire, with His word and His love. Amen.